As advertisers boycott social media over hate speech, creators also face a drop in revenue. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. You aren't seeing ads for Ford, Starbucks, or Unilever brands like Ben & Jerry's on Facebook and Instagram as of Wednesday. They have frozen their advertising on those and other social media platforms over how the companies handle hate speech. That is on top of an existing drop in advertising due to the pandemic. eMarketer says ad revenue on Google will fall more than 5% this year, the first drop since 2008. For online creators, the drop in advertising is even more of a push to diversify and support themselves without relying on sponsorships or ads. Marketplace media reporter Jasmine Garst has more on what's happening in the creator economy.
Late in March, a group of dads on a road trip with their sons stopped for a drink.
I walk up to the bartender, I say, "Sir, we're a group of new travelers, and I'm wondering if there's any adventures that we could go on. Any dungeons around? Any dragons to slay?"
That's right. This is from the podcast Dungeons and Daddies. It's not what you might think. It's about a group of dads in a game of Dungeons and Dragons. The podcast is free, but thousands of fans pay at least $5 a month for episodes without ads and other perks. Fans do that on Patreon, a platform for podcasters, musicians, and other creators. Freddie Wong is one of the hosts.
Patreon is the biggest slice of sort of how we support ourselves on the podcast.
Carrie Pollard, a senior vice president at Patreon, says in this recession, more creators are going to sites where they can get revenue directly from fans. Just this week, Facebook made it easier for creators to offer subscriptions. There are also platforms like Twitch, OnlyFans, and, yes, Patreon, which added more than 100,000 new creators since March. Pollard says another benefit for creators is that there aren't many toxic messages left in Patreon comments compared to YouTube or Instagram.
Because you're not getting these flyby, you know, trolls to a certain extent, right? Because those folks are not going to pay.
Still, with more creators on the site, are there enough fans who may be suffering financially to support them all? Wong from Dungeons & Daddies says when the pandemic hit, some fans started unsubscribing.
The shocking majority of them was due to getting laid off and furloughs and all of that stuff.
Salim Alabash teaches advertising at Michigan State University. He says when it comes to social media entrepreneurs, not everyone is going to survive this economic crisis.
We are going to see survival of the fittest in terms of the amount of their influence and how that translates into achieving the objectives of a particular company or client.
A lot of people will take a hit, he says, but those who have cultivated a genuine bond with followers should survive. Wong says his numbers have started to recover as more people decide now is a good time to spend some time with four dads fighting mythical creatures.
That's Marketplace Media reporter Jasmine Garst. Now, as for the types of creators who are spreading hate speech, Facebook this week removed some 200 Facebook accounts and 95 Instagram accounts belonging to an anti-government extremist group. And now for some related links. Reuters reported that Facebook did hold a last-ditch summit with advertisers before Wednesday's boycott began, but advertisers and agency representatives said Facebook mostly pointed back to old press releases and existing policies, and everybody left frustrated. CNBC pointed out that some of the companies boycotting Facebook, especially smaller brands like Dashlane that reach customers directly through social media, are probably losing money as a result of the boycott because the company is such an efficient ad platform. As in, they're not saving money by not advertising during the pandemic. They're more likely giving up new customers. And now the question starts to turn to who isn't boycotting Facebook. CNN Business notes that of the top 25 spenders on the platform, who spend about $2 billion total there, just three have confirmed that they will pause or pull advertising: Starbucks, Microsoft, and Pfizer. CNN asked for comment from Walmart, Wells Fargo, Uber, Netflix, Domino's, American Express, and AT&T. All of them declined. But here's where we should also note that the $2 billion spent by those 25 brands added up to just 3% of Facebook's total revenue in 2019. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.